Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, the Manny Fry Show today. Ryan and Brad filling in. Annie just doesn't have a voice, and that's the way it works. When you don't have a voice, you can't do radio. So we are filling in today and taking your phone calls right now about the storms from Friday, either what your experience was on Friday or what you've been dealing with since. 314-241-9797. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what was your experience in St. Charles, it looks like you're from, on Friday?
Yeah, so me and my coworker, we work at a local dealership in Chesterfield in St. Charles, and we were doing our job, and on our way back, we just get slammed with the storm, and we're like, what do we do? Well, I couldn't drive, couldn't see, so I parked under a bridge, and then like all of a sudden, just everyone stops and does the same thing, and then like no one's driving on the highway, and I'm like, you know, we're saving our bacon, but I'm like, are we endangering everyone else behind us? So we just kind of waited it out. And then, the storm kind of let up and then everyone started moving again. But that was a crazy thing that happened with me.
Dan, did you say that you stopped, did you pull over under a bridge or were you just stopped on the highway?
Yeah, we were on 64 and I pulled over to the shoulder under the bridge. But then as that filled up, everyone else stopped too. There was a Land Rover next to me, and I don't think they were taking any chances because then we got hit with the hail, and everyone just stopped.
Dan, you said you work for a dealership. You don't have to tell us which one if you don't want to, but was there hail damage at a lot of the dealerships in the area?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got wrecked. We actually, they're actually going to send a team of people to make, a temporary setup where they're going to have lights and everything, and they're going to go car by car, checking every single one. It's a lot of damage.
So, Dan, I understand, because I saw pictures of these cars stopped on the overpass and then highways being the cars being lined up on the highway and stuff like that. And so what you're telling me is, because I know there's a lot of questions being asked about that, but what you're telling me is whenever you stopped, it was because you couldn't see anything because of the rain and you thought it was unsafe for you to continue to drive?
Yeah. I literally couldn't see in front of me. Like, I even had my hazards on and people had their hazards on, but I could barely make it out. And I couldn't see anything. So I was like, well, I'm not going to, hit a guard railing or something.
No,
so
that's fair.
And then the hail was huge.
Last question for you, Dan. How long did that last where you just couldn't see anything? Like a minute or longer?
It was about 15 minutes.
15
before
minutes.
Yeah, it was like a wave. And then when it started to let up a little bit, I was like, all right, we got to go, So,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Dan, about 15 minutes.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the information. That's one of those things that we don't talk about. We haven't, at least,
right.
Is the hail. We're talking about the wind, the tornadoes, but there was a ton of hail.
Yeah.
And it's been crazy. We were saying this on Friday as this was happening that, my gosh, how much hail have we had this spring? I live in Illinois, obviously Brad and Annie all live in Illinois. And I don't know if this was something that Missouri side got too, but throughout March, there was one or two major hailstorms that hit roofs. I mean, everybody is getting a new roof. You live in O'Fallon.
Yeah.
And if you drive through O'Fallon even now, some of the siding looks like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it looks like somebody took machine guns and shot up the sides of houses. I mean, they're anywhere from baseball size down to like quarter size holes in the siding of people. There are houses that looks like somebody just grabbed and shredded the siding. It is unbelievable how bad that hailstorm was. And that was all the way back in March.
There's a little ice cream shop in O'Fallon called Gators.
Yes.
That every time I drive by it, I have to do a double take because there's so much damage on the one side that it looks like it almost looks like a design.
Yeah.
That at first glance you go, oh, that looks kind of cool. Oh, wait a minute. That's hail damage.
Yes.
It's crazy.
One of our neighbors has brick siding and they have dents and pocks in their siding. Or not in their siding, but in their brick from the hail.
Wild. We'll get to some of your comments online. 314-241-9797 if you'd like to call. Mike is on the phone. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Getting by. Yeah, we're kind of in the thick of it here with this cleanup and whatnot. So
what do you do? And has it been, were you a part of the major stuff that happened on Friday, or has it been more this weekend that you've been working through it?
Yeah, so actually Friday, we knew that some storms were coming in. Unfortunately, we never know, when it's just going to be a storm that's going to stop our production. And again, we have a tree company here in the Metro East. And then when there's going to be a major storm. So we hurried up and finished for the day. And then kind of as protocol, just kind of kept our phones handy in case the worst should happen. And sure enough, so my general manager who lives in Granite right by the park, of course, he started calling us, letting us know what the situation looked like down there, and it was absolutely devastating. So he definitely took the time all weekend long going around talking to folks, trying to line up, hey, what could we do immediately and what can we do come Monday and through this week. So
are you,
that's what we were experiencing with the tree side.
Are you Missouri or Illinois?
Illinois. I personally live in Missouri, but yeah, we're based out of Edwardsville. And again, like I said, our main guy lives there in Granite, right there at what I'm going to call Ground Zero. And we're definitely out there doing some work today. And it's quite the scene for sure.
Were any of your employees affected by this?
No. And that was the first thing, of course. Living in St. Charles, we got a taste of it. And after it came through, I called everybody to see how everyone was doing. Luckily, all of our guys were good. And then the focus certainly switched to, okay, you know, our customers, you know, who we could help out. It always happens, when these storms come through, it can certainly be a boom situation for folks in my business, but it's often a sad dichotomy when you sit there and you see just the devastation and, the people that are, oftentimes underinsured or otherwise just, they're sitting there, they're crying on their front porch and you can't help but just feel for them. So it's certainly a thing, that's for sure.
Mike, are you guys, do you still have availabilities to help people get trees removed and stuff like that? Or are you guys so busy that you can't even take on more customers?
So, and this is something we kind of pride ourselves. When we're out there doing normal bids and whatnot, we always explain to customers, we tell them, hey, when we're planning on getting to their job, but if there's ever a hazardous situation, something dangerous, we try to feel them out to find out, okay, who can give us, some breaks to get to those folks. And God bless the people in the Metro East here. By and large, I'd say 95% of our customers always understand. So for the most part this week, we're still getting some of our normal work done, but we're able to pivot to some of those people who are in more immediate need.
Mike, I got one last question here for you. What advice would you give to somebody that they've got down trees and whatnot? What are some things that they should look for, and where should they go from that point?
Yeah, number one, before you get to chopping yourself, call some professionals out, and get some estimates. You should not be paying for anybody to come out and take a look at your trees. And just find out, if this is something that you can do. And, certainly talk to your insurance agent before you start getting into it. But a lot of these trees are in precarious situations. And so I know with my crew in particular, when it comes to these, we take great care because some of those limbs are still under pressure and can really hurt somebody. So,
All right. Thanks, Mike. Keep at it and keep up with us. And this is probably a good time for us to mention, too, that on 971talk.com, there's a link right there on the homepage that if you want to get involved and help, because there's just a lot of people that need sometimes little stuff, sometimes big stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're, especially if like you're retired or you just have some extra time, they're looking for volunteers. We've got a whole list of organizations that are already here working.
Yeah, there's a list of organizations, what they're doing. It's actually organized by that. So if you're looking for shelter, they've got a list for that. There's just all sorts of things. So if you, if all you've got right now is the hand cranked radio and you're listening to us, thank you for listening to us. But, see if you can jump on that website and see if you can find some help there. If you know somebody that needs some help, maybe you can direct them to these things. Or if you want to jump in and help out, every one of those sites, you can go to there and see if there's any way that you can help.
Gene is on the phone. He is from our side of the river, Collinsville. Gene, what happened to you Friday?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and give you a little heads up on not only the Metro East guys.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Got hit, but we have a lake house down at Lake Egypt, and it went through down there in Marion. And guys, I'm going to tell you, you can get online and look at the videos and the pictures, and they're horrific and they're terrible. It doesn't do justice to see it in person. It twisted trees off that are 3 foot thick like they're toothpicks. It looks like somebody took a giant saw and went through and just rim wrecked everything, and people literally lost their entire house, everything they own. It makes me emotional to talk about it from what I saw. I mean, there are houses that are completely gone. Just there's nothing left. Just twigs everywhere. I mean, their stuff is thrown. I heard reports today, people in Kentucky are picking up mail from the Marion area. It carried it that far before it let go of it. And, it's just it's a life-changing thing to see the power that one of those tornadoes carries. And I believe it was an EF4 when it got down here. But it just, man, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch and see what it did and what it didn't do. I mean, I saw a house totally gone, and the pickup truck and the car the people own are still sitting in the garage where they were parked.
Oh my gosh, Gene, you mentioned
the
Lake Egypt.
And the house is gone.
So do you have a house at Lake Egypt?
Yes, we have a house down there, and then we live in Belleville.
Did it get hit?
No, it missed us by about 5 miles as the crow flies. It went just north of where we're at, so it really went right, kind of almost dead in the middle between Lake Egypt and the town of Marion. It went through
Carbondale
right there, and yeah, it. And you get online. There's some really fantastic videos. They flew a helicopter down through there and videoed the path of where it cut through. And I mean, it went through forest areas that it's just like somebody took a chainsaw and rim wrecked a forest. I mean, it just twisted trees off like they were twigs.
Yeah.
Like they were nothing.
Wow. Gene, thanks for the report. That area is just a little bit outside. I think maybe we might hit close to Carbondale, Marion, on, you know, like a good weather day.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we regularly do. So we haven't heard as much about that area.
But it's important to remember that there are several areas that were affected. I know the storm here on Friday got us, but yeah, there were several
and
places.
And the national reports have all been, I don't know about you, I've seen these over the weekend, they would say Missouri and Kentucky. And I was like, dudes, Illinois got hit too.
Yeah.
I didn't know how bad it was at Lake Egypt. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
but I knew there was some down there. Sue, I think, is next on the line. Sue from Ladue. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Gene did a pretty good description of the damage. I was just down on Pershing checking out where my grandson lives, and it is breathtaking, to say the least. It is block after block after block of huge, huge, massive trees uprooted from the ground. Some still have the sidewalks intact. Just complete devastation everywhere, and it just goes on and on and on. It's mind-numbing.
You said your son was hit down there?
My grandson lives down there, yeah.
We
live in Brentwood, and we got hit too, but not like that.
Sue, what's being done? Have you seen, like, you know, your grandson would probably be able to tell you, are there crews there? Is there much help? I mean, are people needing bottled water? Like, what's the need there right now?
Yeah, we actually saw several aid trucks down there distributing supplies. There's no electricity, so they're in the same boat as a lot of us. Just getting by day to day, but I can't imagine how long it's going to take just to clean some of those roadways, and all the traffic signals are out. Ooh. So it's mass pandemonium,
man,
just trying to get from one place to another.
Is there a particular town that this was, or was it like Gene was saying, was it Marion?
Central West End, Forest Park area is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the same area as Gene was a second ago.
No, he just did a really good description,
because
like he said, pictures and what you see, it can't do it justice. You just can't hardly believe it. And you'll see, walk one street and you're overtaken, and then get in the car and just drive, and it's the same way block after block for a mile.
Sue, since you're talking about Central West End, and you mentioned you saw some trucks, which organizations are they with? I mean, is this government, is this FEMA, or is this just local charities?
I think they're charitable organizations. They didn't have markings on the trucks that we saw.
Okay.
The just only curious. Trucks that we saw were UE trucks trying to repair the signals, and it's going to take a while for that to happen.
Gosh. And how widespread would you say? I mean, was it, you know, a couple blocks, or was it?
Oh no. Like I said, it's heart-wrenching, because it just keeps going.
Gosh.
You think you're out of it, and then you're back into it again. And you can see there's a massive trees down, faces of buildings. Well, so my grandson's neighbor's top floor collapsed and killed a guy.
Oh my gosh.
It's heart-wrenching. It really is.
Well, Sue, thank you for the report. That it's hard to see in the images. I mean, you can see how bad it was,
right?
But you can't necessarily see how widespread.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see on a graphic like the tracking of a tornado,
yeah,
but you can't see it all at the same. You can see, you know, the down power lines and the trees and the buildings, but it's like you have a hard time. At least I do.
Yeah.
Getting the magnitude of what exactly was hit and where.
Well, yeah, you get the overall magnitude, and then you hear people like Sue and Gene and everybody talking about, well, even Mike with the tree service, they all came in, and they, you know, the real thing is yeah, you see all the damage, but then you got to remember, at each one of those houses, there's families, there's
right,
people, and they walk out and they're like, what do I do now?
It's also so strange, because depending on where you were, you either got slammed, and it was pockets of it all over the place, or nothing. Like in Collinsville, I got nothing. We got maybe some rain. I mean, we were here when it happened, but I went home and it looked like nothing had happened. But then you go like just certain areas that got absolutely hammered, and they're so random all over the whole area. Last call we can get to this segment is Matt. Saw a funnel cloud. Matt, where was that at?
Yeah, I work for a company where people throughout the year, you know, bring their yard waste and limbs, and we grind it up, sell it back, you know, make mulch out of it. And I was working at 141 and 44 at our yard there, right bordering on the river. I had some maintenance to do before the storm came. I seen it rolling in, so I put on my rain jacket, started doing my maintenance, and about that time, I could hear the sirens going off. So I popped my head up, and just a wall of dust getting blown, and actually seen, you know, it was rotating. It was trying to go down and make contact just on the other side of the river. Started rotating, but it was so gray, you could only just see the, you know, the white funnel cloud out in front of it, barely. So me, I'm kind of a funny guy, jumped on top of my grinder, started doing a rain dance, you know, and it disappeared off into to the distance, you know, and then later on the way home, you know, how much damage it did.
Matt, you do tree service stuff. Does that mean that you basically won't stop for the next few weeks?
Yeah, we run the big, you know, 100,000-pound grinders that you feed with the track hoe. You throw a whole tree in at a time, not a little handheld thing. You know, we just got back from the Carolinas and Florida and Georgia. We were there since September, and then we were in Texas since July from all that hurricane cleanup. So actually, tomorrow we got one of our big grinders going to Ladue to start grinding, and then I'm going to be going to Forest Park to start grinding. So we'll be busy as long as the tree debris keeps being brought in. We'll be there grinding it up.
Yeah. Wow. Matt, thanks for the update. Appreciate the call. It's just a – I think the thing that's been so surprising about this one is that it hit areas of St. Louis that I don't know that I've ever heard being hit by a tornado.
Yeah, to hear of St. Louis City proper being hit in areas like that, it's really unusual. I mean, to hear of any major city is
we're gonna talk to Dave Murray about this. There's some phenomenon that we were kind of working through on Friday as this was happening of why it usually doesn't hit cities that we can get into a little bit more of the science of with Dave Murray at 2:25. And, you know, if you want to call in, we're going to have to take a break here, but we can come back and hear some more of your stories. Be glad to do that. And again, send you to 971talk.com. If you're hearing these and saying, man, how can I help? Well, that's where you can help. There's already organizations on the ground. They do this kind of thing. They just need people to help probably move stuff and you know, just hand out supplies and things like that. 971talk.com. It's the main link right there. And we will be right back. Oh, yeah, phone number. Thank you. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.